Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Dallas County ISU Extension and Outreach Regional Director Ann Torbert.
So the Dallas County Fair is coming back around this year. Now, last year, of course, the coronavirus pandemic was in the height of cases, and lots of things were either altered or just didn't take place at all. Now, the Dallas County Fair did happen last year, but it looked a little bit different. Some things just weren't available for people to take part in. Now, the Dallas County Fair is going to be kicking off this week. What should people expect in terms of what this fair is going to look like opposed to what it was last year?
Well, this year we are currently working on Static Judging Day. And for us, those are the exhibits that you'll see in the community building here on the fairgrounds at Dallas County. And those exhibits last year were actually dropped off by appointment. This year we have kids who are currently being judged by our judges. They're having face-to-face conversations and they're getting the opportunity to share with the judges what they've learned by doing through their 4-H experience this past year. Last year, judges had to evaluate exhibits only on the written materials that they had available, which, you know, in some ways made the task a little bit tougher at the county level. And I think our judges also really missed talking with kids. And this year, they're talking with our members, and they're very excited. The building is full of folks who are happy to be here.
Now, in terms of what people may have attended last year, what are going to be some of the biggest differences with the Dallas County Fair this year that people should be looking out for?
Well, I think for us in 4-H and our partners in FFA, we are not going to have a livestock auction. And a lot of that is due to no space available at various meat processing plants. And because of that, our premium sale will be going through an online process. And if folks are interested in that, they can reach out to dreamdirt.com and you will see different 4-H'ers of ours who have put exhibits and things in for this premium auction. The auction itself does open the 6th of July. So that for us will be real different this year compared to last year.
Now, specifically, you know, kind of talking about what Dallas County Extension is heavily involved with, which will be the kind of 4-H and FFA aspect of the Dallas County Fair. You know, you talked about it a little bit there where some of the static exhibits, people are getting back to the way they normally run, where they get to have that face-to-face interaction. Now, how does that feel for the Extension office to be able to see the Dallas County Fair take place a little bit more normal this year?
You know, we are fortunate to have an office staff here who, number one, is a great team, but number two, this will be the first normal fair, as the staff are referring to it. They're excited to be around our members. They're excited to get to have those interactions with the parents and caregivers of our members. And for them, it seems more normal, and they're really happy to get back to it.
Now, in terms of specific events of what's going to be taking place this year, you know, can you give us just a brief rundown of the events, what days they're going to take place on, and really what people should expect day to day from the Dallas County Fair and the events?
Well, when we talk about 4-H, some big things, we do have a Visit the 4-H Find Out table. And here, one of our COVID-19 recovery focused areas is on mental health. So we are having a different mindful activities set from 1 to 3 o'clock on Wednesday this week, as well as Thursday this week. And then on Friday, we're featuring STEM experiments from 10 until noon. Those are all at the 4-H Find Out table. Some of the other things that we're presenting, we will have a 4-H pancake breakfast. We have a livestock judging contest. Our county council members will be leading games on Friday in the show ring. They're pretty excited about that. Our food stand is open, and we hope folks bring their appetite and come visit often to the 4-H food stand. Our big show schedule things for folks to know, the horse show is on Wednesday. Thursday is when you'll have the goat show, the sheep show. We have the dog show Thursday afternoon. Friday would be the swine show as well as the rabbits. Favorite event of mine is Share the Fun. That's where it's kind of the 4-H talent show featured on center stage Friday at 1 o'clock. Saturday is when we have the beef show, we have our pet show, the cat show, the bucket bottle show, and then lastly on Saturday, we have the poultry show at 3 o'clock. So we're going to have an action-packed week here featuring lots of amazing young people as well as their animals and their great exhibits that they have also made.
Now, you know, kind of one question related to a lot of these shows that are going to be taking place at the Dallas County Fair as it relates to animals are youth, you know, showing their animals. You know, what do you want people to glean from that and all of the hard work that goes into a 4-H or FFA member preparing their animals for the Dallas County Fair?
When we look at animals, as well as even our building exhibits, you know, we have 4-H'ers that have started their learning process literally after the last, I'm going to call it fair, even though some would say it wasn't a true fair. They've been working on some of these ideas as well as, you know, purchasing their livestock as early as, you know, August in some cases. When it comes to our animals, you know, I think the big thing that folks should take away is the responsibility piece that kids are learning by participating, especially in our animal area. They're learning the importance of daily feeding those animals, making sure they're getting water, building a relationship with their local veterinarian to make sure that their health of their animal is well cared for, as well as any, you know, vaccinations, rabies shots, that kind of thing that some of their pets may need. But they're learning that reliability and the responsibility that it takes to be a great member in the 4-H program.
Now, is there anything else you would like to talk about or feel is important to mention to people as it relates to the Dallas County Fair that will be kicking off here this week?
You know, the big thing that is so important for folks to know is we can't have 4-H clubs for all of our kids in Dallas County unless we have volunteers. And to volunteer for the Dallas County 4-H program is really pretty simple. We do have folks go through a required background screening. They participate in orientation. And then we either ask for, you know, at least 6 hours of commitment to learning with young people or even longer. But we have some folks, we have volunteer opportunities. If you're into Legos and you like the idea of having a 4-H Lego group, all the way up to some of our traditional 4-H clubs. I even noticed that we have a book club. So if you have a specialty area that you'd like to be a volunteer for, we would love to have you. But again, we can't have clubs unless we have volunteers. So we're always looking for ways to get youth who are either kindergarten through 12th grade involved in our 4-H youth development program here in Dallas County.
And that was our conversation with Dallas County ISU Extension and Outreach Regional Director Ann Torbert. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.